नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 एंड 10। शौनक उवाच स वै निवृत्ति निरतः सर्वतोपेक्षको मुनिः कस्य वा प्रातिम् एताम् आत्मा राम संभस्यात् शौनक उवाच स वै निवृत्ति निरतः सर्वतोपेक्षको मुनिः कस्य वा प्रतिमेताम् आत्मरामः समभस्यात्। शौनक उवाच श्री शौनक सेड सह ई वै ऑफ कोर्स निवृत्ति ऑन द पाथ ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन निरतः
ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड सर्वत्र
इन एवरी रिस्पेक्ट उपेक्षकः इंडिफरेंट मुनिः सेज कस्य फॉर व्हाट रीजन वा और ब्रहतिम वास्ट एताम दिस आत्मा आरामः one who is pleased in himself समभस्यत् undergo the studies we take number 10
सूत उवाच
आत्मरामाश्च मुनयो निग्रन्था अपि उरुक्रमे कुर्वन्ति अहितुकं भक्तिम् इत्थं भूत गुणो हरिः सूत उवाच आत्मरामाश्च मुनयो निर्ग्रन्था अपि उरुक्रमे कुर्वन्ति अहुतकुं भक्तिम् इत्थं भूत गुणो हरिः। सूत उवाच सूत गोस्वामी सेड आत्मरामा दोज हु टेक प्लेजर इन आत्मा च आल्सो मुनयः सेजेस निर्ग्रंथाः फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल बॉन्डेज अपि इन स्पाइट ऑफ Uru Krame.
Uru Krame.
Unto the great adventurer.
Unto the great adventurer.
Kurvanti.
Kurvanti.
Do.
Do.
I have tukim an alloyed bhaktim,
bhaktim
devotional service,
devotional service.
Itham bhuta,
itham bhuta
such wonderful
guna,
guna qualities,
qualities
harihi,
harihi
of the Lord,
of the Lord.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Shri Saunaka asked Suta Goswami, Shri Sukta Goswami, Shri Sukadeva Goswami was already on the path of self-realization and thus he was pleased with his own self. So why did he take the trouble to undergo the study of such a vast literature? All different varieties of Atmarams, those who take pleasure in Atma or Spirit Self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls. So please repeat with me. Shri Saunaka asked Suta Goswami, Shri Sukadeva Goswami, was already on the path of self-realization and thus he was pleased with his own self. So why did he take the trouble to undergo the study of such a vast literature? All different varieties of Atmarams, those who take pleasure in Atma, spirits or spirit self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage. Desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls. For the people in general, the highest perfection of life is to cease from material activities and be fixed on the path of self-realization. Those who take pleasure in sense enjoyment or those who are fixed in material body, bodily welfare work are called karmis. Out of thousands and millions of such karmis, one may become an Atmaram by self-realization. Atma means self and Arama means to take pleasure. Everyone is searching after the highest pleasure, but the standard of pleasure of one may be different from the standard of another. Therefore, the standard of pleasure enjoyed by the karmis is different from that of the Atmarams. The Atmarams are completely indifferent to material enjoyment in every respect. Srila Sukadeva Goswami had already attained that stage and still he was attracted to undergo the trouble of studying the great Bhagavatam literature. This means that Srimad Bhagavatam is a postgraduate study even for the Atmarams, who have surpassed all the studies of the Vedic knowledge. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this Atmaram Shloka very vividly before his chief devotee, Srila Sanatana Goswami. He points out 11 factors in the shloka, namely Atmaram, Munayah, Nirgrantha, Api, Cha, Urukrama, Kurvanti, Ahaitukim, Bhaktim, Itham Bhuta Guna, and Harihi. According to the Vishwa Prakash Sanskrit Dictionary, There are seven synonyms for the word Atmaram, which are as follows: Brahman, the Absolute Truth, Body, Mind, Endeavor, Endurance, Intelligence, and Personal Habits. The word Munaya refers to one, those who are thoughtful, those who are grave and silent, ascetics, the persistent, mendicants, sages, and saints. The word Nirgrantha conveys these ideas: one who is liberated from nescience, one who has no connection with scriptural injunction, that is, who is freed from the obligation of the rules and regulations mentioned in the revealed scriptures like ethics, Vedas, philosophy, psychology, and metaphysics. In other words, the fools, illiterates, urchins, etc., who have no connection with regulative principles. A capitalist, and also one who is penniless. According to the Shabda Kosha dictionary, the affix ni is used in the sense of certainty, counting, building, and forbiddance. And the word grantha is used in sense of wealth, thesis, vocabulary, etc. The word Uru Krama means the one whose activities are glorious. Krama means step. This word Uru Krama specifically indicates the Lord's incarnation as Vamana, who covered the whole universe by immeasurable steps. Lord Vishnu is powerful and his activities are so glorious that he has created the spiritual world by his internal potency and the material world by his external potency. By his all-pervading features, he is everywhere present as the Supreme Truth, and in his personal feature, he is always present in his transcendental abode of Goloka Vrindavana, where he displays his transcendental pastimes in all variegatedness. His activities cannot be compared to anyone else's, and therefore the word Uru Krama is just applicable to him only. According to Sanskrit verbal arrangement, Kuruvanti refers to doing things for someone else. Therefore, it means that the Atmarams render devotional service unto the Lord, not for personal interest, but for the pleasure of the Lord, Uru Krama. Hetu means causal. There are many causes for one's sense satisfaction, and they can be chiefly classified as material enjoyment, mystic powers, liberation, which are generally desired by progressive persons. As far as the material enjoyments are concerned, they are innumerable, and the materialists are eager to increase them more and more because they are under the illusory energy. There is no end to the list of material enjoyments, nor can anyone in the material universe have all of them. As far as the mystic powers are concerned, there are eight in all, such as to become the minutest in the form, to become weightless, to have anything one desires, to lord it over the material nature, to control other living beings, to throw earthly globes in outer spaces, etc. These mystic powers are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The forms of liberation are five in number. Therefore, unalloyed devotion means service to the Lord without desire for the above mentioned personal benefits. And the powerful personality of God as Sri Krishna can be fully satisfied by such unalloyed devotees free from all sorts of desires for personal benefit. Unalloyed devotional service of the Lord progresses in different stages. Practice of devotional service in the material field is of 81 different qualities. And above such activities is the transcendental practice of devotional service, which is one and is called sadhana bhakti. When unalloyed practice of sadhana bhakti is matured into transcendental love for the Lord, the transcendental loving service of the Lord begins gradually, developing into nine progressive stages of loving service under the headings of attachment, love, affection, feelings, affinity, adherence, following, ecstasy, and intense feeling of separation. The attachment of an active, inactive devotee develops up to the stage of transcendental love of God. Attachment of an active servitor develops up to the stage of adherence, and that for a friendly devotee develops up to that stage of following. And the same is also the case for the paternal devotees. Devotees in conjugal love develop ecstasy up to the stage of intense feeling of separation. These are some of the features of unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. According to Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, the import of the word Ittham Bhuta is complete bliss. Transcendental bliss in the realization of impersonal Brahman becomes comparable to the scanty water contained in the pit made by a cow's hoof. It is nothing compared with the ocean of bliss of the vision of the personality of Godhead. The personal form of Lord Shri Krishna is so attractive that it comprehends all attraction, all bliss and all tastes. These attractions are so strong that no one wants to exchange them for material enjoyment, mystic powers and liberation. There is no need of logical arguments in support of this statement, but out of one's own nature one becomes attracted by the qualities of Lord Shri Krishna. We must know for certain that the qualities of the Lord have nothing to do with mundane qualities. All of them are full of bliss, knowledge and eternity. There are innumerable qualities of the Lord, and one is attracted by one quality while another is attracted by another. Great sages such as the four bachelor devotees Sanaka, Sanatana, Sananda and Sanat Kumara were attracted by the fragrance of flowers and tulsi leaves anointed with the pulp of sandalwood offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami was attracted by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami was already situated in the liberated stage, yet he was attracted by the pastimes of the Lord. This proves that the qualities of his pastimes has nothing to do with material affinity. Similarly, the young cowherd damsels were attracted by the bodily features of the Lord, and Rukmini was attracted by hearing about the glories of the Lord. Lord Krishna attracts even the mind of the goddesses of fortune. Goddess of fortune. He attracts in special cases the minds of all young girls. He attracts the minds of the elderly ladies by paternal affection. He attracts the mind of male in the humors of servitude and friendship. The word Hari conveys various meanings, but the chief import of the word is that he vanquishes everything inauspicious and takes away the mind of the devotee by awarding pure transcendental love. By remembering the Lord in acute distress, one can be free from all varieties of miseries and anxieties. Gradually, the Lord vanquishes all obstacles on the path of devotional service of a pure devotee. And the result of 9 devotional activities, such as hearing and chanting, becomes manifested. By his personal features and transcendental attributes, the Lord attracts all psychological activities of a pure devotee. Such is the attractive power of Lord Krishna. The attraction is so powerful that a pure devotee never hankers for any one of the 4 principles of religion. These are the attractive features of the transcendental attributes of the Lord. And adding to this, the words api and cha, one can increase the imports unlimitedly. According to Sanskrit grammar, there are 7 synonyms for the word api. So by interpreting each of every word of this shloka, one can see unlimited numbers of transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna that attracted the mind of a pure devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shaunaka Uvacha Sa Vai Nivritti Nirataha Sarvatro Pekshako Munihi Kasya Va Brahatim Etam Atma Rama Sambhayasat Suta Uvacha Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgrantha api urukrame kurvanti ahetukim bhaktim इत्थं भूत गुणो हरिः श्री सौनक सेड आस श्री श्रुत गोस्वामी श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी वॉज ऑलरेडी ऑन द पाथ ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन एंड दस ही वॉज प्लीज विथ हिज ओन सेल्फ सो वाई डिड ही टेक द ट्रबल टू अंडर गो द स्टडी ऑफ सच ए वास्ट लिटरेचर एंड श्रुत गोस्वामी रिप्लाइड ऑल डिफरेंट वेराइटीज ऑफ आत्मारामस especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls. So a very wonderful question and a more wonderful answer. The question from Shaunaka Rishi on behalf of all the sages was, Sukadeva Goswami was self-realized already, you know, liberated from birth. So why did he have to again hear Bhagavatam, such a big one, 18,000 verses? Why, once you are already liberated, why you want to hear all that? So here, Sukadeva Goswami is answering that all the Atmarams, you know, all different varieties of Atmarams. Atma Ramash Cha. Cha means and. And Munayo, all the Munis. They are all already free, but still they want to render some service to the Lord. And what kind of service? Ahetukim. Ahetu. Hetu means some reason. We do for some reason. But when we do it without reason, then it becomes ahetukim. Ahetukim, aprahitam. They say, you know, all uninterrupted and without any desire. This is what actually our service should be. But we are not at that stage. But even at that stage, because of the wonderful qualities of the Lord, transcendental qualities, which attract everybody, including the liberated. So that's what it says here. And we see that Srila Prabhupada has given such an elaborate purport. He's explained, he took from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent a lot of time on this particular shloka. While explaining to Srila Sanatana Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, he's taken each word, and then explained. You know that he has made 11, Prabhupada says there are 11 factors in the shloka. Atmaram, and then we heard that, you know, he describes each one of them. Atmaram, Atma, Ram. Ram means Aram. Actually, it's not Aram, it's Aram. Aram, you know, we say, in India we say Aram means to sleep, to take rest. Rest means Aramagraha, place of rest. Of course, people take that in the bathrooms and here, there, everywhere. That's why in America they call it restroom. You know, you're supposed to have Arama in the bedroom, but here we have the Arama in the wrong place. Because this is how the Kali Yuga works. Munaya, again Prabhupada gives from the dictionaries, seven meanings of Muni. When we say Muni, so those who are thoughtful, those who are grave, ascetics, persistent, mendicants, sages and saints. Nirgrantha. Grantha means literature. And then Nirgrantha means one who is not interested. You know, they are already, like Avadhuta is one type. They are totally don't follow any rules and regulations. Prabhupada says, that is at one end, at the highest level you are Nirgrantha, but at the lowest level also you are Nirgrantha. He says stupid people, fools and all that. They also don't want to hear to the literatures. Urukrama. Urukrama. The Urukrama name comes from, Krishna's one name is Urukrama, because he did that wonderful activity of capturing everything in three steps. So Krama means step. It's not karma. krama. You take one step, it's called one krama. You know, krama, krama, krama. Like that's a kramashaha, step by step. So urukrama means something beyond your imagination, you know. Kuruvanti, Prabhupada explains, Kuruvanti is working for somebody else. Somebody else's pleasure, not for yours. So when you do your own thing, it's not Kurvanti. Ahetukim, Ahetukim, without any desires, without any reason. Bhaktim, devotional service. And Itham Bhuta Guna. It's wonderful qualities. Guna is qualities. Itham Bhuta. Wonderful qualities. And of whom? Harihi. And Prabhupada even explains Harihi. Harihi means one who takes away. Krishna's name is Hari. Lord Vishnu is called Hari. Means one who takes away. Takes away what? Takes away all your material desires. Takes away all the unwanted things. Sometimes people think that he will take away everything. Means he will take away my money, my property. So they don't want to go near Hari. And at one point Prabhupada says, Hari takes away worry, but you are in a hurry. He told some American like that, you know, some place, that you guys are in a hurry. Actually, you should be waiting for Hari, who takes away all your worries. And then, for Atmaram also, we said, you know, Atmaram means one who is self-satisfied, but there are seven other meanings of Atmaram in the dictionaries. Vishwa Prakasha Sanskrit dictionary is Brahman is called Atmaram. Naturally, body is called Atmaram because Atma, people get pleasure in the body also. Mind is Atmaram. Endeavor, whatever we do, we take pleasure in that sometime, you know. Endurance is Atmaram. And intelligence is Atmaram. And finally, personal habits. Very interesting. Personal habits are also called Atmaram. And about Nirgrantha, as I was telling you, liberated, no connection with scriptural injunctions. And Prabhupada says, in other words, fools, illiterates, urchins, capitalist, and one who is penniless, two extremes. Capitalist means full of money, without money. Both are called Nirgrantha. Because this ni, generally I thought that ni comes for negative, you know, grantha and then nirgrantha. But here, ni means certainty, counting, building and forbiddance. So anyway, the point is that the liberated souls are totally absorbed in this unalloyed devotional service. So the anahaitukim is unalloyed, pure, because there is no cause, there is no reason. And if you really go into each one of them, 11 things, like Prabhupada went after, it's a long, going to be a long, long class, you know, like at least a couple of hours are required to cover everything. Because it's, if you see, not even a couple of hours are not enough, because as I was reading, I was reminded that Prabhupada is giving the whole nectar of devotion here, you know. Levels going from mundane to sadhana to bhava to prema, you know, everything he is just telling. So, and then he is telling about relationship of different people with Krishna, you know, parental, conjugal, friendly, everything he described, everything. And finally, he says, so by interpreting each and every word of the shloka, one can see unlimited numbers of transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna that attract the mind of a pure devotee. Why a pure devotee gets attracted? Because of that Itham Bhuta Guna. So I think what I will request is that everyone should read this purport few times. Here, you know, now I read it, so though you are having problem reading, you can hear. At least hear it. I'm going to do that. Because it gives so much material in one purport. It's like a whole book. Just few paragraphs here. Thank you very much. I would like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can take.
The one word where it says capitalist and penniless. What is the word?
That is
Grantha or something?
Huh? Grantha.
Grantha. He just uses that to give a dramatic example.
Have 1 minute. Urukrama. Where is that? Nirgrantha. Nirgrantha means capitalism.
So he's just trying to show this stark contrast of penniless to capitalist.
Yeah.
You understand what that meant?
You know, both are liberated. In a way.
It's true.
Because this fellow has no worry, that fellow has no worry either, you know.
It's just like the other comparison where he uses a very interesting term. He uses a bachelor. It says bachelor, like sages, like Seneca.
He gives that example, right?
It's interesting how he uses that, but
he says
the fools. So it says,
let's go to that, you know. He says, great sages such as the four bachelor devotees, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sananda and Sanat Kumara, were attracted by the fragrance of flowers and the tulasi leaves. You know, that's how they became devotees. They are impersonalists.
Yeah.
But when they went near him and then smelled all this sandalwood paste and everything, then they became devotees. So what he's trying to say is that Krishna attracts them by different ways, you know.
Yeah. And then later on it says the fools and
the
rascals. So it's either a person that doesn't worry in this world is either a fool or he's a self-aware soul.
Like I was telling Avadhuta, you know, Avadhuta also behaves like a fool, you know, like he'll go do anything.
Yeah.
Like Nityananda Prabhu, he'll go and sit in his mother's lap and, you know, suck milk from her breast, you know. When he was a grown-up person, it's not like in a small kid. And so, in other words, Avadhuta means one who is behaving outside the books, you know, like no rules, regulations.
It's interesting how the capitalist and the penniless person and the Avadhuta and the fool, that from an exterior point of view, they could see them like the same thing.
Right.
But internally, it's vastly different.
Yeah, so this is called market vairagya. Monkey also behaves like a sannyasi. You know. No dress, no clothing. He just eats and throws. You know, he just doesn't eat till the last. You know, he just. But when he sees a female, then everything is gone, like that. Like especially about capitalist and penniless. I mean, reminds me of a small story about Shani. Shani is. Saturn is supposed to be, you know, very heavy for people, you know. So one person goes to a astrologer and shows his hand, palm. And the astrologer sees and says, oh, your Shani is very bad. That's why you are in trouble. So do some puja. So this fellow says, how much it costs? That fellow says, see, you have to give a cow in donate charity, this, that, he gives. Makes a big list and says, maybe $50,000, you know. That fellow says, come on. Tell me something different. He says, what is this? Then he says, okay, let's do one thing. Instead of two cows, let's make it one cow. And I'll reduce little gold also. So, reduce gold.
Okay.
So, 20,000, he says. This fellow says, oh, no, 20,000 is no, too much. So, like that person goes on reducing, you know, the astrologer. He says, okay, 500. I mean, he comes to 500. He's 100. Still, this fellow goes on saying, no. Then finally he says, okay, at least give me $10. I'll do a fast puja for you. And this fellow says, I don't have nothing. Then he says, go, what Shani can do to you? If you have nothing, what Shani will take away from you? Shani will take away if you have something. If you have nothing, what he will do? So same way, he's penniless, so he's liberated. You know, he's not. He says, go. You are already liberated. He says, why you are worried?
That's funny. That's funny how these stories are like in Indian culture and things like that. So you can understand.
Yeah,
like,
very
interesting. People better.
See, Bhagavatam makes your thing. Bhagavatam examples make things very easy for us to understand.
But that was funny though, because like, I remember that day you were saying how you had an Indian lady came into your shop and she bought all these clothes and she was trying to bargain with you.
Yeah.
And then you said, well, it's for Krishna. And she said, okay, how about this? So I couldn't give up. It's like funny.
Exactly.
This was that pastime where when Prabhupada first came to America, he goes inside a grocery store and he buys all this produce and he goes to pay it at the cash register. And then she says, it's $10-$15. And Prabhupada's like, I'll give you 10. it's just like culture.
We had used to, generally in a big department store, this old tour, you know, when you used to go to Mayapur and all, in our, from Bangalore. I mean, there were persons who were bargaining for everything, you know. So we used to joke that they will go to a department store, buy a Cadbury's chocolate and then tell him, hey, give me for 1 rupee, no, you know. And that fellow is actually not charging you 3 rupees something, but he's charging you tax also, you know. When you go to any store, you can't go and say, hey, give me for 1 rupee. So like that, people want, can I have Krishna, you know, for just a little, I will do a little puja, you know. But Krishna is different, you know, he may give also. So that's what haitukim, generally we do haitukim, you know, we desire something and then, like this lady you are talking about, haitukim. Okay, I'll do it for Krishna, but what will Krishna do for me, you know, like that. Yeah, like this lady stopped coming to the temple because she says, I'm angry with God, he did not give my visa, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She said, I'm angry because, you know, a visa application got rejected. And then she got it. Finally, she got it.
Did she come back?
But she didn't come. That's what I was asking. Now what problem? No, I was angry with you. You were angry. Now what about now? Now you should go and surrender everything to her.
She's actually that bold and told you that? That's why she wasn't coming?
Yeah.
I'm not coming because Krishna gave me a visa? Amazing.
She says, I'm angry. I was angry with God, you know, because why so much trouble for mine? I'm such a nice person. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.